This is Ozarks at Large. Late Friday, Pulaski County Circuit Court Judge Chris Piazza overturned the state's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage, enacted in 2004 by a voter initiative. Word quickly spread on social networks that Eureka Springs County Courthouse would be open for wedding business on Saturday, the only courthouse in the state to do so as a popular wedding destination. By 7 a.m., long lines had formed, and Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich was there.
Same-sex couples from across Arkansas, and some reportedly from out of state, drove through the early morning hours on Saturday to Eureka Springs Western District County Courthouse to get in line for a wedding license. They had rushed to do so because they knew within days a stay might be placed by the state on Pulaski County Circuit Judge Chris Piazza's decision to legalize same-sex marriage in Arkansas, and that the decision would be appealed to the state Supreme Court. At first, couples at the Eureka Springs Courthouse were denied licensure. Deputy County Marriage Clerk Lana Gordon asked police to secure the building, blocking them from coming in, claiming she had not been instructed to marry same-sex couples. The reaction by the crowd was immediate.
You just made a really bad mistake for this town.
But by 10 a.m., that clerk had stepped aside, and another deputy clerk by the name of Jane Osborne announced that they had been instructed to marry anyone who applied, saying she was happy to do it. The first same-sex couple to marry in Arkansas was Fort Smith residents Kristen Seaton, 27, and her partner of 4 years, Jennifer Rambo, 26, who had secured the very first place in line.
You sign it that way, that's good. We'll just leave that there. Here's your pretty license.
That's such a sweet picture.
By the time the county courthouse formally closed at 1 p.m., 17 licenses had been issued, according to a Eureka Springs source. Among those married were longtime Eureka Springs residents Zeke Taylor and his partner Dick Titus.
We have been together for 42 years, and we think it's time that we are allowed to get married. We're both native Arkansans, and we wanted to get married in our home state, so this is a big day for us.
My name is Bill King. My partner, John, and I are plaintiffs in the lawsuit. I was not surprised by the verdict or by the decision. We sat through the hearings down in Little Rock, and it was pretty clear to me that the judge was going to go the right way on it. It's the right thing to do, and I think he knew it. He's on the right side of history.
Eureka Springs residents Bill King and his partner John Rankin, who were married in Canada 9 years ago, are among the 43 lesbian and gay plaintiffs in Wright versus the state of Arkansas. Their lead attorney is Cheryl Maples. She was on hand at the Eureka Springs courthouse to witness the event. She talked about Judge Chris Piazza's decision to strike down Arkansas's ban on same-sex marriage.
It was wonderful. He wrote a beautiful, beautiful opinion. I understand why it took him 3 weeks to write it, because it deserved that 3 weeks. And I really and truly believe that he has seen that there's been a systematic denial of civil rights to these people for years and years and years, and every day they're harmed by it. It's a major, major step forward. We're not done, but we are going to win.
At 2 p.m., the Association of Arkansas Counties reportedly held a conference call to discuss opening up marriage licensing bureaus across the state Monday morning. But by Saturday night, Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, who recently went on record in support of same-sex marriage, announced he planned to appeal Judge Piazza's decision to the Arkansas Supreme Court and would request a hold on same-sex marriages in Arkansas. Jay Barth is a professor of political science at Hendricks College in Conway. He says Pulaski County Circuit Court in Little Rock is the seat of government where state constitutional cases are heard, so decisions made there prevail across Arkansas. But because several courthouses are defendants in Piazza's case, questions remain about if they are compelled to issue same-sex marriage licenses.
That said, there were other plaintiffs in the case who were married in other states and were seeking state recognition of their marriages, and so that would make it a statewide issue, at least on the marriage recognition portion of this. But there is some fuzziness about exactly which counties were affected by this because of that kind of lack of specificity.
Jay Barth traveled to Little Rock this morning to witness same-sex marriage licensure at Pulaski County Courthouse.
It was very, very orderly. There was clearly a lot of preparation that had gone into the day with the county officials who were ready to go. They opened a little bit early to hand out applications so that allowed folks to go ahead and fill out the application to speed up the process. There were a large number of officiants there, so they were folks who had gotten registered as officiants, and so they had a lot of folks there to marry people to make that very efficient. So there was a lot of planning. It was a very different scene than Eureka Springs on Saturday, which, as you saw, was a little chaotic. It was anything but that today in Little Rock, as everybody kind of knew the drill and kind of got it moving in a very orderly fashion.
Soon after Piazza's decision to strike down Arkansas's ban on same-sex marriage, Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel announced he would appeal.
Well, the state of Arkansas did file notice with the state Supreme Court that they do intend to appeal the decision. The Attorney General has said that all along. They also did request a stay of Judge Piazza's ruling last week. It usually takes 1 to 3 days for that to be processed by the court. They need to ascertain, determine whether they do want to issue a stay. We will soon, relatively soon, hear whether they are going to issue a stay. I think there's widespread expectation that they will.
So what about the validity of Arkansas same-sex licenses just issued in recent days?
Well, I think that they clearly are legal marriages. The Obama administration has recognized for federal purposes those marriages that took place in Utah, for instance, during a similar period when the federal courts had ruled there and marriages had begun in the state of Utah. And then similarly in California, the 18,000 or so marriages that took place there during the period before the passage of Proposition 8 in 2008, those were later upheld as valid marriages by the federal courts. So it will be a separate legal issue that the state Supreme Court will have to deal with. There does seem to be limited precedent that suggests that marriages that are legally performed, will stand. But, Arkansas's court, of course, has never dealt with that issue.
And the appeal process?
This could be something that could be dealt with pretty quickly. We are going to see some change in the composition of the Supreme Court due to the elections this fall. Now taking place. And that could certainly affect the membership of the court, could affect the ultimate decision because, we don't know how many of these justices or future justices, we don't know their stance on the issue.
And until a stay is declared, same-sex couples are expected to show up at county courthouses across the state asking county clerks for marriage licenses. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.